Blog Talk Radio.
Fantasy freaks and geeks and novelists, we are back. Inside Fantasy Football is back on the air here with the guru, and I have been missing y'all. Tell you a little bit of what's been happening besides computer issues. The computer that I use to do the podcast crashed, had to get it worked on, and basically the hard drive had died, and got it rebuilt, got a new operating system. I love Linux over Windows system, just my preference. And also, unlike common belief, fantasy football is not my full-time job. I wished it was. I wished it paid the bills covering fantasy football, but I have a regular job that I have to attend to, and sometimes it gets a little bit chaotic. But we are back from here on to the end of your fantasy football playoffs, week 17. We are here every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. And on this season one episode edition of Inside Fantasy Football, we're going to be looking at week one waiver wire gold. Why I call them waiver wire gold is because championships are not won at the draft. They are won on the waiver wire each week. The draft sets a platform, a structure for your team. But as a stat that I heard 2-3 years ago, and I think it was 3 because I started following that pattern, 67% of your team from when you draft it to the end of the season has changed. Yes, you keep them core players, but you add pieces, add and subtract pieces to make that team better as the season goes on. With injuries, trades, or complete bust. Yes, every year you're going to have a first round pick that is going to draft. And what I mean first round pick, not in the NFL draft first round pick, but in your draft first round pick. Yes, some people are going to have it. Some people are not. They don't exceed, their production level does not exceed their ADP, their average draft position. But in some cases, you find late round gems. Kareem Hunt. Sorry, guys in my league, they're listening. I have to bring that up because y'all let me steal him in the late round, like 15th, 16th round last year. And since the last talk to you, we did have the draft in my league of record. And I knew this year is going to be tough, but it's going to be a tough, but I'm looking forward to the challenge. But before we get into the waiver wire week one gold, week one waiver wire goal, let's look at some of the top stories coming out of week four of preseason into real start of football, when real NFL football starts, when the fantasy season starts. You had, and this also ties into the waiver wire pickups, you had the San Francisco 49ers lose to a torn ACL. Their running back, Jerick McKinnon, he is done for the year, like I said, with a torn ACL. If you drafted him, as one of my friends did, he got him with the third or fourth round pick. And it's a keeper league, so he dropped him down to the IR, the end reserve. We have two IR spots in our league. And he's going to keep him as long as he's on the roster. If you can do that, I would. If you're in a keeper dynasty league, I would keep Jerick McKinnon and hold on to him one more year. See how he comes back from the MCL injury. But if you're in a Yahoo league, just a regular league, just plays for the season, there's no carryover next year, I'd already drop him. I wouldn't even draft him since he torn his MCL or ACL. But I like McKinnon. I thought he's going to have a good season out in San Francisco, I'll be honest. He was one of the players that I was looking to target in the draft. Unfortunately, he was gone, so I did not get to draft him. But unfortunately, that is life in fantasy football. And that's what I'm talking about. When your draft picks comes up with a freak injury. Jerick McKinnon, I believe, has never been injured before. And then in a non-contact drill, tears his ACL. I believe I said MCL. I do apologize. It's ACL. So, as I said, then freak accidents happen. Also, another player of news, as of today, Le'Veon Bell has not showed up at Pittsburgh Steelers camp to get ready for the regular season. So, basically, the Steelers are going ahead and prepared. They're not going to have him in week one. Ben Roethlisberger come out and said that he is preparing as James Conner is going to be the starter in week one. So I really can't blame Big Ben or the Pittsburgh Steelers. Le'Veon Bell, he is frustrated with the franchise tag, and I can understand that. If you did draft him, still hold on to him because he will be back, and his lawyer or agent is saying the reason why he hasn't signed yet, he's afraid of over-usage hurting his future potential. Because basically, this season is his last with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't see this team keeping him next year. I believe that's why they drafted James Conner last year. So, it's a wide, wide world out there. But if you'd like to call in and ask questions, our call-in number is 929-477-1273. Again, that is area code 929-477-1273. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get into the week one waiver wire gold players that you should target in your league to help you maybe go after that championship. We'll be back after this quick break. Folks, I did just not notice I had been on mute the whole time. I do apologize. But going back into WaveWire Fantasy, WaveWire Gold, James Conner, we all know the contract situation about Le'Veon Bell. There's nobody know when he'll be back. If you have a chance, grab James Conner off your waiver wire, stash him on the bench. He's a good option for week one. Because, like I said, we do not know when Le'Veon Bell is going to be back. Pittsburgh Steelers, they're in a dicey situation right there. So I would pick up James Conner, stash him on my bench. If you maybe just give him the starting running back one game, that's good. Then Le'Veon Bell comes back in. But stash him on your bench. If you're in the keeper dynasty league, James Conner will be a great pickup next year, as he will probably, 90% chance, he will be the starting running back Pittsburgh Steelers in 2019. Speaking about San Francisco 49ers, two players to pick up with the Jerick McKinnon injury is Alfred Morris and Matt Breida. Well, when the Niners signed Morris during the preseason, it appeared that he was the only mirror of insurance when Jerick McKinnon nursing a leg injury and Matt Breida being injured. I think he had a shoulder injury after week one. Well, now the Niners are cashing in on their policy after McKinnon suffered a torn ACL to end his season before it started on Sunday in non-contract deals. There's no clarity in just yet how the backfield duties will break down between Morris and Breida, but it is very apparent that Morris will now be a large part of Kyle Shanahan's offense. And remember, Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator in Washington when Alfred Morris was a very productive fantasy running back. So I believe week one he would be the best bet. Matt Breida moves up the rung as the running back two. The second year back is already ticketed for a role in the offense. And remember, Shanahan was the offensive coordinator in Atlanta when Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman was the two-headed monster down there, which they still are. So you could sort of see Alfred Morris in the role of Freeman and Breida as the role of Coleman. And no one does compare Alfred Morris to Freeman. I'm just saying, think about that when you're looking to grab one of these players off your waiver wire. Another player, wide receiver, Mike Williams. Last year was a lost season for Williams' Clemson product. I like this kid in college playing for Clemson because he was injured. This year is expected to a breakout, and expectation that grew after Hunter Henry was lost for the year with a, I believe it was an ACL injury as well. Yeah, this Williams did, Williams, the Chargers did re-sign Antonio Gates, but everybody expected that to happen with Henry's injury. But as nostalgic as that would be, Antonio Gates isn't the same player he used to be, and he will cut a little bit into Williams' targets this season, but not much to worry about. Mike Williams is a big body receiver. He looks like a beast, looks like a linebacker. You know he's going to get targets in the red zone. So if you can, grab him. Another player to grab off the waiver wire, LeGarrette Blount, Detroit Lions. Yes, everybody's like, Amir Abdullah's still in Detroit. Yeah, and they drafted rookie Kerryon Johnson. But right now, Blount won. Kerryon Johnson, 1B. Yeah, and in early season, LeGarrette Blount is going to be valuable as Kerryon gets used to the NFL. In the first through your probably week six, I'd say, LeGarrette Blount will be good. He might be good all year long to keep Sash on your roster if you have space. But we all know the top runner LeGarrette Blount is. He gets you points, gets you touchdowns, gets you yards after contact. He's a beast to bring down. So he'll be another good one to grab. Also, coming up next is two rookie wide receivers that if you didn't draft them as late round, as late round picks in your league, shame on you. Shame on you. If they're still on your waiver wire and you don't go pick them up before week one, shame on you. But the first is Michael Gallup, wide receiver, Dallas. The rookie wide out. Got tongue-tied. I read my writing. This rookie wide receiver class has not quite had a swagger of others. That's what the experts are saying. But Gallup has landed in an excellent situation with the receiving core when he got to Dallas week, in my opinion. Allen Hurns, Cole Beasley. Gallup has the Terrence Williams. Gallup has the opportunity to come in and take over as the wide receiver one once he gets acclimated to play in this year. We saw what he could do in the preseason, folks. And if the preseason is any indication, Gallup and Dak Prescott have built a repertoire at a young wideout that's athleticism makes him a dangerous downfield target. The other rookie wide I'm talking about is Carolina Panthers, DJ Moore. Yeah, and the experts say this rookie class does not have the hype, the bravado of the previous, but they must not have been looking at the same DJ Moore out of Maryland that I looked at that watched play last year. And when the Panthers drafted him, I was excited. They've got a clone of their all-time leading receiver, Steve Smith, in a bigger body. DJ Moore catches ball like a wide receiver, but then after he starts going downfield, he looks like a running back, shaking tackles. Moore is among the guys who stood out during the preseason. There is a target volume to be had without a legitimate number two receiver in Carolina. Funchess, as of right now, is the number one. Sorry, Torrey Smith. You didn't do much for Philadelphia. Yes, I can see why Carolina brought you in as a veteran, but you're not a number two wide receiver. And when the Panthers drafted him, Steve Smith referred to DJ Moore as a spirit animal. And DJ Moore was coined by Steve Smith as saying, Carolina has not had a receiver to replace me until now. So if you know Carolina's all-time leading receiver is bragging on this kid, yeah, I'd pick him up. The next player to be good to grab because of an injury was Keelan Cole, wide receiver, Jacksonville Jaguars. He moves up to the number one with the loss of Marquise Lee. It's still a muddled wide receiver core with Keelan Cole, Dante Moncrief, Dede Westbrook, DJ Chark. You don't know who's going to get the ball, but of my pick, I'd take Keelan Cole, then Dede Westbrook, with Keelan Cole being the number one. My next pick, John Brown, the former Arizona Cardinals wide receiver who is now in Pittsburgh. To be a candidate for a breakout star going to Baltimore. That wide receiver core is thin, and they signed Michael Crabtree. If the offseason Mike Crabtree is still a good receiver, but he's not the speedster like he used to be. And John Brown can come in and take that deep threat speedster role. Brown is a solid best ball option, and he can be a sneaky week-to-week value as well, especially in the first week they are playing the Bills, and that secondary has looked awful and weak. My next and last waiver wire gold for week one is something is not a offensive player, not a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. It's not an IDP, individual defensive player. It's not a kicker. Team defense, special teams, that I think, and I hate to say it because they are my team's rival, one of my team's rivals, they're in the same division, but it is the New Orleans Saints. I believe they are a beast on defense. Cameron Jordan, Lattimore on secondary. Why isn't the Saints defense more universally owned? They are one of the best fantasy units. In my opinion, they are a top five this season. They was one of the best last season, and they just got better. Draft Marcus Davenport. And open season against a Bucs offense who has their quarterback suspended for the first three games and has Ryan Fitzpatrick as the starting quarterback. You know the Saints defensive players are licking their chops at this matchup. It's all about the matchups in week one, folks. And if you're into streaming like I am, you have a chance to grab the Saints defense. They are a great streaming offense. It's all about the matchup, folks. Look at your matchup, who your team's playing, and put your best player in there. Watch the matchups, quarterback, tight ends, and kickers, and team defense. That's my advice to you. Hey, I've won championships based on that, so that's why one of my friends gave me the nickname the Guru. Some of you may disagree, some of you may agree, but hey, fantasy football, like I said, you don't win at the draft, you lay your foundation at the draft, but you win at the waiver wire pickups. That's where you win your league, folks. That's where you win in championships. That's where you get to be back-to-back champion, going for your three-peat, the trifecta, as I am this year. Folks, you can do it. Just play them odds. Play them. Wait, play that waiver wire. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it, because you can. Look on the chat room if you don't want to call. We do have a chat room. We've got 2 minutes left before the end of the show. And it looks like I do have a question here. From now on, folks, if you do leave a chat board message, please leave your name, your first name, and where you're from. But this player was asking about, who do you think would be good IDP, individual defensive players, for this week? Well, Lattimore out of New Orleans, since they're playing the Buccaneers. If Khalil Mack was still in Oakland, I'd say he'd be a good matchup. But now he got traded to Chicago. And I believe once he goes to some team up with rookie Roquan Smith, Chicago's going to be a very good defense, but they're still building that defense, folks. Another one, Clinton Dix going to go up against the Bears. Landon Collins going up against the Jaguars. He's had Eli numbers, Manny. Collins had Eli Manning's number in the past. I got a feeling he's going to have it week one. We're coming down 30 seconds, folks. We'll see you back next week with week 2 Waiver Wire Gold. We'll see you next week, folks. Good luck this weekend. Head towards that championship.